it would have been the biggest surveillance and intrusion program in the history of the United States. It would have allowed the federal government, in effect, to just turn millions of Americans upside down, shake them from the ankles, and just try to figure out if something funny fell out. It would have let the government fish in to travel, credit, medical, financial records. And clearly, it's important for our country to fight terrorism ferociously, but it ought to be done without cannibalizing civil liberties, and that'll be possible now that the office is going to be closed.
What has Congress chosen to do about the Total Information Awareness Program?
The Congress is putting out the lights on this program. This program is originally conceived, would have been a massive invasion of the civil liberties and rights of law-abiding Americans. Congress has chosen to zero it out, cut the funding, and it's going to be closed.
What was your role in addressing the concerns caused by the Total Information Awareness Act from the program from the beginning?
Well, for many months, I have been trying to blow the whistle on this very foolish use of taxpayer dollars. For example, recently I brought to light the fact that Mr. Poindexter wanted to run some kind of federal betting parlor using millions of taxpayer dollars, in effect, to encourage people to bet on terrorist acts and assassinations. And earlier in the year, I was able to win restrictions on the program. Now, as a result of the fact that the agency continues to waste taxpayer dollars, I've been able to persuade the United States Congress, both the Senate and the House, to cut the program altogether, and now these tax dollars won't be wasted.
How will Oregonians benefit in terms of privacy and civil liberties because of the shutdown of Total Information Awareness?
I think Oregonians feel very strongly about how important it is to fight terrorism vigorously, but that it can be done in a way that's consistent with support for civil liberties and individual rights. It seems to me the Total Information Awareness Program was way over the line. It threw out of whack the balance that I described, the balance that the people of Oregon wanted. The closure of the Total Information Awareness Program will allow us to strike a good balance in the days ahead between the needs to protect the community and our collective security and the need to protect our privacy.